When was the last time you danced for joy? For a Baltimore teenager named Amari Hall, it was 6 days after his successful heart transplant. Just a month before, he was facing certain death. But after a grueling 16-hour surgery, he pulled through with a new lease on life. When he heard the news, he started dancing for joy in his hospital bed. His dance moves were captured in a video that went viral. And when I saw it, I couldn't help but think about the joy that we have in our salvation in Christ. In the Gospel of Luke, Christ repeatedly tells his disciples exactly what happens in heaven when even one sinner repents and begins a new life in him. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. And again, just a few verses later, in the same way I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. It can be easy for us to forget just how incredible the miracle of salvation really is. A human heart finding eternal life in relationship with the triune God is the most joyful event possible, and it kicks off an outpouring of celebratory joy and worship in heaven every single time it happens. Heaven literally throws a party when a sinner receives and believes Jesus. Isn't that amazing? But here's what's just as amazing. We can participate in that same party each and every day by remembering the miracle of our own salvation and celebrating accordingly. We're called to live lives of joy in Christ, and when we take a moment to stop and think about how blessed we are to know Him, our response should be just like Amari's, one where we dance for joy. I'm Greg Williams, speaking of life.